types. Now, types are a bit of a catch-all category. Virtually every item, every holon, and the entire universe comes in a variety of types. Types are simply various classes or varieties or kinds of things. Types of hormones, types of organ systems in the body, types of trees, types of insects, types of illnesses, types of ecosystems, types of communication, and on and on and on. Types, as I said, is basically a catch-all category that can be used if one is exploring a particular topic or area in an integral fashion to add types of that particular topic and thus flesh out the detailed accuracy of the integral overview. We don't include every single type of absolutely everything when we generally use the OCL framework, but usually just add one or two, occasionally more, typologies in one or more quadrants to cover the specific realities of the particular topic at hand. But all those additions are totally acceptable, and in fact are exactly how the OCL integral framework was originally designed, to be able to be expanded in those cases where it is useful to have more details. Some useful typologies that people find helpful with dealing with specifically human concerns are types of meditation in the upper left, types of exterior social areas in the lower right, political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environmental. Quite useful in the upper left have included the Enneagram, which gives 9 major types of personality structure with their accompanying and different needs, strengths, and values. The Myers-Briggs typology, 16 different personality types based on Jungian categories and widely used in business, and even simple typologies such as masculine and feminine. Each typology offers us some important information, so choose them carefully